welcome to episode 2 of the Z Music Showcase. I'm your host, DJ Kip Classic. So when you tuned into our other episode, I showcased 3 songs that you should be looking out for. So if this is your first time listening to the Z Showcase, this is a podcast that exposes Zambian music. I dive into different music that is being made across the length and breadth of Zambia. So there's so much music being made, and in the recent past we've seen the sound just improve and change, and different people from every corner of the country are coming up with different sounds. And when we mash it all together, that's the Afrobeat, Afropop and Afrofusion that we are producing in Zambia. We've seen established artists in the mainstream take it to a whole new level, and we've seen the up and coming artists also give us something that we've not seen in the Zambian music industry. So I'll be making these podcasts every day, and each and every day I'll be showcasing 3 to 4 songs that you should be on the lookout for. Make sure that you support these artists and you go and Google them, Shazam them, and listen to the other music that they are making. Remember to tell a friend about this podcast and let's get into it. So today I'm going to start off with something by Zophie Mula. So Zophie Mula is an up-and-coming musician. He's been making music for more than a year. He's got a lot of projects under his belt. Just search for him on any global streaming platform and you'll be able to listen to some music. He's got an EP dropping sometime later this year, and he's got another music video that will be dropping on the 5th of February. So that's something you should look out for. The song is titled Mama. I've had a chance to listen to it. The video is nice. You should be on the lookout for it once it drops. We're going to actually showcase the song on later episodes. We're going to talk about it. And when the video drops, I hope you'll be on the lookout. So to get things started, I'm going to play you something. It's called This Year. So this Sophie's trying to branch out a bit, have something for the club, for the people that feel good. Usually does conscious music, but every now and then he hits us with a jam like this one. So I feel this one, once it drops, is going to take over the country by storm. So enjoy his office This Year. It's not officially out, but we got a chance to actually preview the music. Some of the music I will be previewing is music that is not yet out, so I'd get a feel. So I'm going to preview the song for you. You listen to it, and on the other side, we keep chatting it up. Remember to tell a friend about this podcast, share it with your buddies, and let's grow the industry together. So here's Zophie with This Year. So that was Zophie Mula with a song titled This Year. That's a snippet of the song. So right now, let's have a word from our sponsors and the show continues afterwards. So that was Zophie Mula with his yet-to-be-released song titled This Year. So that was just a snippet of what you should expect once the whole body of work is put out. So I want to talk about another up-and-coming rapper, So Many Bars, and he's just revolutionizing how music is done. So this is an independent young man making great music. He managed to put together an EP. It's got 9 songs on it. It's called The Come Up, and the artist I'm referring to is Nasty Insight. Nasty Insight is someone you should be looking out for. I foresee in the near future he's going to take over the whole Zambian hip-hop sound and revolutionize it. He's going to be the next type of guys that take it up from where the people that have pioneered it, like Slap, they are going to leave it from, because the bar has been set quite high and these boys have what it takes. He's got the punchlines, he managed to source the beats, put it all together, cook it up and put it out. So it's doing quite some numbers, done more than 1,000 streams on Audio Mac, and people are just loving it. The way people have received it has been amazing. So from that EP, I decided to showcase this on this episode, his song titled Karma. It comes out real, it's authentic, and it's, it really just tells you a story of what it is, because that's what hip-hop is supposed to be about at the end of the day. It's about authenticity, it's about people expressing themselves in a way. A nasty insight when it comes to lines and bars that make you realize what the game is supposed to be about. He never disappoints. He's a young man, you should be looking out for him. Go and stream his EP. It's free. It's called The Come Up. Dropped this January. Something fresh. He just started the year running. I hope great things come to him this year. So make sure you check out Nasty Insight and this EP that would come up. Go and stream it on Audio Mac. And yeah, his EP is actually titled The Come Up. And this is Karma, one of the songs on the EP. So without further ado, let's listen to this. And remember to leave a comment, voice message, or anything if you start following the show.
If 2,000 years of human history has taught us anything, it's that there's karmic justice in the world, and that when people live the way you do, bad things have to happen to them to even things out. Well, I don't agree.
Karma keeps on coming, but I don't know why. I've been living straight, but I'm thinking twice. Every time I've been thinking about it. If I did you wrong, baby, I am sorry, y'all. Living like a star, baby, keep on shining. Karma is a bitch, cause it comes around. I don't see it, cause I'm never down. Living life, that is all I know, yeah. Moving like a reverend, cause my verses preach. Living life so wild, I don't let him visit. If he comes around, money is the reason. I'm chasing all this paper, man, I'm never sleeping, yeah. Living like a legend, let my words inspire. If I die today, would the people miss me?
Those were the sounds of Nasty Insight with a song titled Karma of his EP that just dropped this January, titled The Karma. The music industry is getting interesting, and for the up and coming musicians, now is the best time to put out music. The music industry has been liberalized, and anybody with a computer and an internet connection can put out music, can put out your music on all global streaming platforms, and depending on your marketing, you can really make a killing. So I'd encourage you to like Google these things, go on YouTube, learn the game, the art of the music business, and put out your work and own the masters and be your own master. You can really make money off your art. It's just about marketing and making sure your music is being heard. Get yourself in playlists and the all 9 yards. So right now I'm going to play you something by D-Fox. So D-Fox, the boy international, Ichinso Chikaya, based in Chirundu. I've seen him coming up. He's got the flows, he's got the hunger, man. He's got the hunger to like blow up and be the next big thing. And I've seen how he's moving. Somebody should be looking out for. So on this one, it features Alanzo. It's a track that is going to take you over the edge. And we'll talk more about it on the other side. I just want to give your ears to D-Fox. Google him. Go and check out his music. Go and check out his YouTube channel. He's got a couple of visuals out. And also one, it features Alanzo. And if you've been following Zambian music, you know that Alanzo brings in that PJ vibe. PJ, may he rest in peace. He's been gone for a while, but his music still lives on and he's had a great impact on the music industry. And it's good to know that there are people like Alanzo that are willing to just continue with the vibe and keep giving us those melodic tunes. So talk more about this on the other side. I'm going to give you a snippet of the song. You can listen to all of the song by searching for it, Googling it, streaming it on all streaming platforms. So yes, D-Fox featuring Alanzo.
Finally, no way.
So that was Alanzo being featured by D-Fox. Our music industry has really come a long way, and it's nice to see up-and-coming musicians putting out great songs that will go down in history as legendary songs. This is a great time to be an artist. Promote your music right, and you can really break through. Due to the internet, you can put your music out, you can self-promote, you can be independent on all your masters, put out your music, reach a global audience. Just make sure you put your music on platforms where people that can reach them, caption them the right things. Make sure you understand SEO and all those nice things. Make sure you understand social media. Put out your music right, make the right connections. And Afro music, Afro beat, Afro wave, Afro sound, that is what is taking over the world, and that's what we're making here. So these shows like this one are here to make sure that the world understands what we are making in Zambia, understands the culture that we have, the music that we're making, the lifestyle. Because our sound is so rich and it's so diverse. So like the next song that I'm going to play you is something done by Sale One featuring J Crown. So J Crown has that East African influence, and Sale One is like a rooted rapper. Put these two guys together and they make exceptional music. Like, I'm going to give you this song. It's titled Twende. Make sure you go and check out Sale One and J Crown. Doing great things. They've got a couple of songs out already. Just Google them. They've got a couple of visuals as well. So just go on YouTube and Google them as well. You're going to find out that really there is a lot that is being done in Zambia. And there's still much more that needs to be done. So make sure you follow this podcast. You tell a friend to tell a friend that there is this going on. And every day I'm going to give you 3 or 4 songs every day. Something that is not yet in the mainstream. And something that you might just be missing in your sound collection, in your listening collection, or whatever it is, depending on how you listen to the music. And to the artists, I would urge you to go a step further. Put your music on all streaming platforms. There are people that want to support our music, but if you're just releasing it on local blogs and people outside that consume the music differently cannot have access to that, it puts a barrier from you and the consumer. You should understand the consumer behavior. How are people listening to music? How are they consuming this music? And make sure you put your music on the platforms that the larger demographic of the people you target for your music is listening to. And you'll see things happen. Things change, man. This is what is lacking. The education part of the music. People just think, once you put out a record, you put it on a local blog and that's it. But the market is all world, and the internet made it easy. You can even do it yourself with your homies in your bedroom. Outside, anywhere, even on your phone, you can like put out music on Spotify, you can put out music on Amazon Music, you can put out music locally on Investasani. Make money off your creative genius, your music, the content that you're making. There's so much money to be made in this content industry. It's just that people do not have the know-how, people are not given the game, people are not given the information that they need. And that's what I'm doing this podcast for, to make sure that we share this information, people are in the know-how, and we celebrate the art that is being generated in our country. So without further ado, it's J Crown, Sale One, Twende.
Ito ba? Sale One.
Feeling it so.
J Crown and Dial Star.
Twende.
Akatumone mamangu.
Twende.
Akatumone tata wangu.
Twende.
Misebo, kwa tipeo baitepidia vangala. Naomba unipeke kwa wazazi wako, ni wafamu we kama mimi. Kafila fini na kutwele kumbinsu. Baby, niwe na sala. Ichitemi kocha nde kupela. No mutima wandi anisenda. Chile fokwa ngala na kabili. Defa ende mami nkukete. Niweweka baby na chonga. Aba shala bambi ine chiba mona. Iwe weka baby na chonga, weti sakonde chaku.
Those were the sounds of Sale One featuring J Crown with the song titled Twende. So thanks very much for tuning into this second episode of this daily podcast. So I'll be recording a podcast every day, showcasing 4 to 5 songs. And every now and then I'll be having an interview with an artist, be it mainstream or up and coming. The sole purpose of this podcast, why I started this podcast, is because I want to showcase Zambian music. I receive so much music from up and coming artists asking me what they need to do get their music on radio, what they need to do to make a living off the music. So on this podcast, as I showcase the music, I'll also be dropping gems, like dropping things that I've learned, the 4 years that I've spent actively participating in this industry. So I'll tell you about marketing, I'll tell you about branding, I'll tell you about how you, what you need to do to get your music on radio stations, how you talk to DJs, how you distribute your music, how you build your image and your brand. Those are some of the things that I'll be focusing on. I hope you liked this episode. If you're an artist want to submit your music, email me knchile@gmail.com or send me a text on WhatsApp or and the file to your music, which is +26 0974 40 30 07. I don't get your showcase your music. Currently, we are reaching about 22 countries around the world on Spotify. That just tells you how big we're growing, and you need that audience. So let's grow together. So until tomorrow, when we have episode 3, I hope you enjoyed the music that I showcased. We had something by Zofi Mula, we had Nasty Insight, we had D-Fox and Alonzo, and we had Jake Crown and Cell One to close off the show tomorrow, today. So tomorrow, on episode 3, we'll have 3 more songs from 3 different artists, or probably we'll repeat one of the artists depending on the mood and what I feel you need to listen to tomorrow. So stay blessed, share this podcast, call your friends, and let's celebrate Zambian music. Until next episode, have a blessed day and enjoy the day listening to Zambian music. Stay blessed.